You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 11 to 13. And he settled his countenance steadfastly until he was ashamed, and the man of God wept. And Azael said, "Why weepest, my lord?" And he answered, "Because I know the evil that thou wilt do unto the children of Israel. Their strongholds wilt thou set on fire, and their young men wilt thou slay with the sword, and wilt dash their children, and rip up their women with child." And Azael said, "But what? Is thy servant a dog that he should do this great thing?" And Elisha answered, "The Lord has showed me that thou shalt be king over Syria." When the prophet spoke to Azael, he looked at him and he was crying. And he wondered, "Why are you crying, prophet?" Because Azael had come to the prophet to know the mind of God concerning his boss, the king of Syria, who was sick. And then after the prophet told him that the king would die, the king looked at him and began to cry and told him, "You are going to be king and you are going to do such wicked things." But do you know what Azael said? He said, "Am I a dog? Why should I do such a thing?" But to cut the story short, he became king and he did exactly what was said. But he himself didn't know he could do such a thing. You see, that is how deceitful the heart of man is. Rather than cry to God and say, "Lord, help me. So this is in my heart." I'm telling you, sometimes you don't know what is in your heart. You don't even know yourself. When the Bible says the heart of man is deceitful above all things, that heart deceives also you. You yourself, you are deceived by your heart. In fact, what has deceived us the most in life is our heart. It's not other people. It's your heart that has deceived you the most. There are many things that are in our heart, but we don't know. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." That's why we must continually cry to God and say, "Lord, give me a pure heart." Did you know that sometimes your dream can reveal something that is in your heart to you? Dreams come from four sources: from wandering mind, from subconscious mind, from God, and from the devil. 99% of our dreams comes from our wandering mind and subconscious mind. So, for example, you have a dream that you are doing something that ordinarily in real life you will not do that thing. That thing, that dream can come from your subconscious mind, which is simply playing out something that is deep there in your heart, that something given the opportunity you will do. But when you are conscious, because you are now conscious, you know this is sinful. I should not do this thing. So you say to yourself, "But no, I cannot do something like this." But in your subconscious mind, it plays out in your dream and you see yourself doing it. Now, you need to cry to God, not to be looking for interpretation of dream, but to cry to God to say, "Lord, help me. In case this thing is in my heart, help me, purge me, make my heart clean." That's what you need to do. That should be your attitude. Not to run here and there or not to deny it. See, we are not called to impress God. It's God that wants to impress us. We were not good, but God chose us. So he knows all the things that are wrong with us. So don't try to hide from God. You had a dream, and in a dream you were having sex with someone. And when you woke up, you felt bad. You felt that, no, you could not have done this. No, see, go to God. Don't try to impress God and say, "Lord, you know I didn't know what happened." No, just go to God. He sees everything, every evil you are capable of doing. God knows it. There is no point hiding it. He knows your desire. That adultery you desire to do, he knows it. That fornication, he knows it. So why not go to him? He's the one that wants to help you. So go to him and say, "Lord, help me. This is what happened. But just help me. In case there is anything in my heart, purge me." If it comes from your wandering mind, you know, out of multitude of business, a man can have a dream. That one is just your mind just playing around. It may not necessarily be you, but your subconscious mind, that could be something that is really in you. So you need to tell it to God and ask him to purge you. It could be something being revealed to you. It may not be a dream directly from God, but your mind is already showing you that you have something in your mind. Ask God to purge you. So you see, Azael didn't do that. Azael felt that that behavior, only a dog would do that. And he went away. But he became king and did. In fact, that day, when he got back, he was the one that killed the king of Syria. And he became king. And he ripped pregnant Israeli women. He ripped them open. He did evil to them. Sometimes you are wondering why this leader is behaving like this. That's why God will not want to give the nation a leader. But people will want it. Say, okay, since this is what you want, go and give them what they want. The man may appear nice and everything, but God, there's something God has seen about that man. That's why he didn't choose Eliab. On the surface, Eliab looked great. And if God had appointed Eliab, I'm sure in the beginning, everything would look smooth and nice. But eventually, that wickedness that God saw in his heart will eventually manifest. That's why when God said to you, don't go to this person, don't marry this person, don't do business with this person, don't make this person your friend, you may not see reason yet, but just obey God. Because he's the one that knows what is in the heart of man. Azael did not cry to God. He eventually committed all of those evil and destroyed himself. Perhaps if he had cried to God and humbled himself and said, Lord, you mean all of such wickedness is in my heart? Please, Lord, deliver me. You know, one of the things that has really helped me in my walk with God is that understanding that I am not to impress God, that God sees all the evil I'm capable of doing, and yet he chose to save me and use me. So in other words, it is God that wants to help me. He has already seen all my problems. So I should be free to go to him. God is not waiting for us to be perfect, then we can come to him. No, he wants us to come to him in our imperfection so that he can perfect us. So I'm not ashamed to go to God and say, Lord, this is the way I'm thinking or I'm feeling or this is what is happening to me. Help my life. And he will help you. Oh, God delights in helping us. When you cry for help, God will help you. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.